Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in to the Pro Football Chase Podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you. On this Tuesday, former Texas linebacker and NFL prospect DeMarvion Overshown is on the line for an interview today. So, DeMarvion, thanks again for joining me. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me, man. I'm doing good. You know, trying to soak it all in. You know, as a young one, definitely playing football for the first time and, you know, falling in love with the sport. You definitely dream for, you know, moments like this, times like this where NFL teams calling you to set up visits or set up Zoom calls and things like that. So it's definitely, you know, I'm blessed, I'm honored, and I'm excited throughout this whole process.
I'm glad you brought that up, DeMarvion, because speaking with a lot of draft prospects, it's been a whirlwind for them. You're talking with executives, with scouts, and so I'm sure it's been a very busy time for you as we inch closer to the draft. And yesterday, it was a month away exactly for draft weekend. So how have you been enjoying that process, speaking with teams and finding a little bit more about what's coming for you at the next level?
You know, at times, especially just graduated from college and, you know, you're training so hard for pro day and the combine, you want to do good at those drills and stuff like that. But at the same time, you got to, like, prepare for these interviews. Like, you got to, your mind got to go in there clear-minded, just go up, be honest, you know, and talk to them. And you see a lot of guys that you see on TV, you know, making play calls in big games, and you see some of the top prospect recruiting and personnel guys, and it's all surreal. But, like, once you get to talk to them, you know, you get comfortable and the nerves finally go away, it's easy, you know, it's just talking at that point. And like I say, it's a dream come true. You know, I know it's a million people that will probably do anything to be in this spot, so, you know, I never try to take it for granted.
Well, we're going to touch on that a little bit later in the interview, but let's talk about your college career, DeMarvion. As a fifth-year senior at Texas, you played in 50 career games, made 33 starts for the Longhorns. How beneficial will your college experience be for you as you make that transition to the NFL?
You know, I say all the time that coming to Texas prepare you for a lot of things. You know, you come here, you play big-time ball, play against some tough opponents. Then you also come here because, you know, you're basically treated like a professional athlete here. You get used to, you know, a spotlight being on you and all the exposure and things like that. And I definitely know with all my heart that I made the right decision of coming to Texas. They prepared me for this next level, not only, you know, physically for the football stuff, but mentally, you know, learning the game better, developing me as a young man and being ready to take on the NFL. So that's one thing I'd say. I would never regret coming to Texas. All the ups and downs that I endured here, you know, I enjoyed it. especially, you know, with the brotherhood I was able to create with some of these guys coming from all over. Being from ARP, Texas, you really don't see that much. So I will forever have love for Texas. You know, I will never be a stranger to Austin.
You were named first team All Big 12 by conference coaches in the AP in 2022 after posting career highs, 96 tackles, 49 solo, 10 tackles for loss, 4 sacks, 2 quarterback hurries, 5 pass breakups in 12 games and 11 starts. DeMarvion, what factors played into your increased production at Texas?
Being comfortable. Years prior, I had just moved to the linebacker position, and, you know, those two off seasons, I had missed some time, you know, with COVID, everybody's home, and then coming back from a labrum injury, missing that off season. So last year, being able to get a full year, second year coordinator, second year position coach, everybody that came in, and, you know, we know we wanted to get better, and I had to do my part in getting better as well. And, you know, I definitely feel like that whole off season transformation, as far as, you know, the leaders stepping up and challenging each other and challenging the guys coming up and the coaches challenging us. I took it upon myself that, you know, I wanted to put some more tape on the field. Like, I didn't come back for a fifth year just to be out there, just to, you know, have a semi-decent year. I wanted to go out there and, you know, leave it all I had, knowing that it was going to be my last year playing in the burnt orange, knowing that I had a lot more to prove than from previous years. But, you know, at the same time, I just wanted to enjoy it. Last time playing with that team, last time being able to play at DKR, I was just trying to enjoy every moment and soak it in.
You talk a lot about the Texas program preparing you for the next level, and that's something that has been consistently spoken. I remember I interviewed Caden Stearns as well, and he echoed the same sentiment about the program. And now you were able to play for Steve Sarkisian the last two seasons, and he obviously has NFL coaching experience. What are some things that you learned playing for Coach Sark, and what is some advice that he's given you during this pre-draft process?
Just take everything slow, you know. Remember that this process is about you. It's not about anybody externally, you know. Everybody that's gotten you here, remember those people. Remember the ones that, you know, when it was hard, that you was able to talk to and they helped you out. And just, you know, never let it all feel like it's pressure, because it's not. At the end of the day, you're doing something that so many people would die for, or kill for, or anything like that. So he's just telling me exactly what I've been saying, really just soak it in, enjoy the process. Like, yeah, sometimes it's going to get hard. It's going to feel like it's overwhelming, but remember your why. Remember, you know, that this is something you dreamed for forever. And he just continued to show his support. You know, if we ever we feel like it's too much on our plate, or we feel like we need help with something, or nervous about this, you know, you can easily just call him on the phone or show up to his office, and he's able to sit down and talk with you. So that's one thing that he's definitely prepared us for the next level. Like, it's going to be cool. Like, during this whole process, just enjoy it.
And I'm sure it helps you to have a coach like that in your corner during this pre-draft process. But DeMarvion, as you stated already, you are a former safety turned linebacker, so you do have that versatility to cover the pass, play the run with your athleticism. How do you think your unique skill set will help an NFL team, especially considering the need for hybrid playmakers?
Just like you just said, the need for hybrid players, you know, it's becoming definitely a trend in the NFL. And I knew when I moved to that position that, okay, this is where the league is going. Like, these type of guys are going to be the guys that you can just plug into, you know, really eat any defensive scheme. And I feel like that's where I'm going to come in more handy. Like, I feel like, you know, out of all the 32 teams, you know, I could go on any defense and fit in somewhere with me spinning down from safety and being able to play in the box, you know, in open field as a big guy rushing off the edge. So definitely seeing where the league is going and seeing that, you know, the middle of the field, they don't want it to just be big, stalky guys that's just stuff to run. We're going to want some guys that can move around, cover tight ends, cover running backs, you know, blitz, at the same time be able to play the run, a true three down, four down linebacker.
Did you have a favorite player growing up, DeMarvion? If so, who was it?
So my favorite player growing up was Cam Chancellor. I thought I was gonna be a hard hitting safety, you know. I actually wore 31 my first 2 years in college. So I thought I was gonna be that hard hitting safety like Cam Chancellor. I used to watch his highlights before all my Friday night light games.
And the crazy thing is that you mentioned that, DeMarvion, is that actually your like measurables are actually pretty similar to Cam Chancellor. I mean, 6'3", 230 pounds, and you kind of have that same body build. So it's kind of cool that you emulated that style of player.
Oh, yeah, I love Cam.
All right, let's go ahead and turn the chapter here. You were invited to play in the Reese's Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. You were on the national team, coached by Raiders defensive coordinator Patrick Graham. How meaningful was that week for you?
Very meaningful, you know, especially when you get to get around top-notch talent. So you're competing every day. You're getting better. You're learning yourself better. And, you're being pushed. And then being coached up by NFL coaches, you basically getting the answers to the test. They telling you, you know, things you need to work on, things like, this is what they do in the league. So you basically getting a jump start. So that's one reason why I was happy to participate in the Senior Bowl, because, like I said, you getting that personal one-on-one from actual NFL coaches telling you, like, this is how they coach it. This is what you're going to be doing at this level. So I never want to overlook those Senior Bowl games. If you get the chance to go, I advise you to do it, because – you know, it's things that you really can't get before you actually get on the field, a real NFL field, and play an NFL preseason game. So you do things like that. You're already used to the coaches, and before you even get to like a rookie minicamp or something like that.
And plus, the Senior Bowl has really produced a lot of high-level players throughout the years. And I know Jim Nagy gets a lot of praise from NFL personnel for the type of week he puts on there in Mobile, Alabama. I got to ask you this, though, DeMarvion. I mean, being able to compete against some of the top seniors in the nation throughout the practice week and then culminating to the game on Saturday, was that something that you really enjoyed, being able to get after it?
I did. Yeah, it's a little weird at first because you're away from like pads for really. I mean, if you're a guy that only played in a bowl game for about a month and a half, so you're away from it for a while. But it's always fun getting that last one in because you never know when it comes. Some have like an end of the year, some would be a bowl game. But when you get a game like that, when you be like, okay, like this is it. Like I know this is the last time I'm playing against some of the best, you know, prospects there is. So, you know, you have fun with it at the same time. It's not just one of those, okay, I got to prepare this a bowl game at this serious time. It's one of those games where you can go out there, get better, and have fun at the same time.
It has been a busy pre-draft process for you because you also participated in the NFL Combine earlier this month. GMs, head coaches, scouts in attendance, 6'3", 229. 4.56 40-yard dash, 1.59 10-yard split, 10.4 broad jump, 15 reps on bench press. How satisfied were you with those results?
I was okay with them. You know, I don't want to be that guy, but I'm really never satisfied.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Especially numbers type things, because I know I always can be better, get better. But overall, I came there, done what I said I was going to do as far as my 40 and, you know, my bench and everything else. I finished everything else at my pro day a week later. I hated that I couldn't finish at the combine, but I was able to do it a week later at my pro day, and everything went good. But overall, I'm glad, you know, I went to Phoenix, Arizona, XO to train. They definitely got me ready for it, and, you know, I'm pretty okay with my results.
DeMarvian, did you enjoy your experience at the combine, meeting with teams, executives? I know it's a very busy time for you. Everything's structured, and you're meeting with different teams, and there's a lot of questions being thrown at you. How did you take all that in?
Well, I enjoyed it because I seen it as, you know, just the opportunity to give another impression. Like, you know what I do on the field, now you get to know me, and that's what I'm real big about anyways. Like, I want to know who I'm working with. Like, it makes me want to play even harder. So when you sit around and you talk to those guys, they interview you, you know, y'all talk football, y'all talk family. It's really, you know, just talking to me. I'm getting to know you just like you getting to know me. So I feel like we both, you know, feel for each other. Like, you like me. If you don't, then you're going to see that. I don't like you. Like, I'm going to see that. I'm not going to say nothing, but, you know, I'm going to see that. And I enjoyed the process. Of course, yeah, mentally, you know, it gets draining a little bit, especially when you're thinking that whole time, like, oh, I got to wait to the last day to, like, perform. And, like, I'm still trying to worry about this, but at the same time, I'm trying to answer these questions. But at the end of the day, you stay true to yourself. You go there and be yourself. It's a piece of cake.
DeMarvian, what stands out about your work ethic and your desire to improve as a player, not only on the field, but also being a good role model off of it?
Just not being satisfied. You know, when you wake up satisfied, then you really just going with your days, just letting them pass by. So I feel like I wake up with, you know, a new goal. If I haven't accomplished that goal yet, I set a new goal for that day, something I want to get better at. Something I want to learn, something I want to, you know, further my knowledge in, just things like that. That's how I live my days. And I have a son now. He's 6 months, and I know that I want to be the best I can be for him, whatever that is, whether that's, you know, being the best football player, being the best, you know, PS5 player, being the best, I don't know, whatever. But I want him to say that his dad was the best at this. So really just waking up every day, and my love for the game is one reason why I train and I prepare so hard and enjoy it, because I just love the game so much, and how much it's provided for me and the opportunities it's given me in this life. You know, I owe that back, and by paying it back, I get up, I work hard, and I enjoy it.
Well, congratulations on the birth of your son. That's a blessing, man, and I'm sure it's kept you busy as well. Have you enjoyed being a father so far?
Oh, I have. It's, when people tell you it's like it's the best thing ever, like it's a different type of love, I see what they talking about now. You know, that's been one of the hardest things about all these visits and the interviews and, you know, the Senior Bowl and things like that, like being away from him. I left when he was 3 months to go to Arizona and came back after 2 months. And it was like he was a different baby. He's doing way more than he was doing when I left. He got a little personality, you know, he's smiling, he's laughing. So
that's one reason why I enjoy what I'm doing, because if I didn't enjoy what I was doing, then during times like that, I feel miserable. I feel like, man, I'm really missing out on my son growing. But knowing I'm out there, you know, doing it for him, doing it because I love the game, it makes things like that easy.
I love to hear that, and I'm sure he's going to be rocking your NFL jersey with, you know, whichever team you end up on. I can imagine that's going to be really cool for you. Back to the gridiron, DeMarvion. One area that a lot of rookies pave their way is special teams. That's a pretty significant part of the NFL game. How willing are you to contribute in that area?
Oh, I draw the line at special teams. I want to go in, and don't get me wrong, I want to take somebody's job, but I draw the line at special teams. If I got to be a four-core special team guy, then I'm down to do that. I feel like here in Texas, our kickoff unit was one of the best ones in the nation, and I took pride in that. So I take pride in special teams. If that's what I got to do for four quarters out of a football game to help us win, then bet your bottoms I am.
Do you have a preference as to what scheme you play in at the next level, DeMarvion? I know you're very versatile, and I'm sure teams have spoken to you about your fit in their schemes, but what's your mindset on that?
I really don't have a set scheme that I would like to play for. That's just, you know, one of those things, being that type of player, you know, experiencing a lot of different schemes in college with different coaches. Like, I feel comfortable in any scheme. That's why I'm a jack of all trades right now. Having that background of playing with multiple DCs, playing multiple positions with each DC, I feel comfortable in any scheme.
I know you mentioned that you were training at Exos. What has been your draft prep as you inch closer to the NFL draft?
Yes, I'm right here in Austin, Texas, training. It's really just been, you know, now since our pro day and things are over, I've been able to transition into football stuff. So really working on that football stuff, making sure I'm in shape when rookie mini camp comes, because I done heard that from a couple of rookies and a couple of coaches that, you know, that's where you get most rookies, that rookie mini camp right after the draft. So really just making sure I'm in shape for that and enjoying time with my son right now, with my family. You know, I've been missing them. Anytime I get away from having meetings or interviews or going out on visits, you know, I'm trying to enjoy some family time. It's definitely the most time I've had on my hands in a while, not being in college no more, graduating and stuff like that. So not going to say trying to make up for lost time, but just trying to enjoy all this time that I can right now, because I know here in a couple weeks, the schedule is going to crank back up again.
Hey, well, congratulations as well on graduating college. That's awesome. What did you get your degree in after all?
I got my degree in anthropology.
I always have special admiration for players that are able to finish out that college education while you're playing football, because I know that's probably not an easy task. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, DeMarvion, I don't know if you saw earlier, but NFL owners, and I posted this on my page, they approved a proposal for non-offensive line and defensive linemen to wear the number zero. And you're a zero guy. You wore it there the last couple of seasons at Texas. Are you pretty excited about the potential to wear that number zero in the NFL?
I'm glad you said potential. You know how the vets would look at me if I came in there with number zero as a rookie?
Yeah, I know.
Hey, I love the idea, though. Like, you know, I definitely love the idea of Agent Zero carrying on into the league. But, you know, at this point, I'd be blessed with any number, any uniform.
Yes, sir.
But, hey, I'm definitely, if I get the chance, don't get me wrong, I'm trying to get zero, though.
Yeah, I'm going to keep tabs on you, man. Wherever you land, I'm going to be tracking them. See, let's see if DeMarvion can get that number zero, because I'm sure it's going to be a hot commodity in those locker rooms.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
All right, so we talked a little bit before we started recording. Texas guy, the Cowboys, the Texans, you don't really care who drafts you, but there's got to be a special spot in your heart, DeMarvion, that it would probably be a cool thing if you ended up playing for one of these Texas teams, huh?
Oh, yeah. You know, I grew up about an hour and a half away from for the Dallas Cowboys play every Sunday right here in Arth, Texas. So, you know, it's definitely Cowboy fans. I'm surrounded by not too many Houston Texan fans where I'm from, being in East Texas. But, you know, it's some there. And it's always love for the home state. That's one reason why I went to Texas. Always love for the home state. But, you know, it's kind of hard not to want to play for Dallas growing up in Texas. It's kind of hard not to say you didn't want to play for the Cowboys. Even if you didn't grow up a fan of the Cowboys, it's just your whole family Cowboys, you know, aunts, cousins, friends, all that is Cowboys. So if I had to choose, with them being closer to home, no state tax, it would be Dallas.
Well, you know how I feel about that, brother. You know what I'm saying? Being a Dallas native, teaming up with Micah Parsons and Dan Quinn. I mean, I think that would be pretty sweet, man.
Hey, it'll be a sight to see.
All right. Well, the draft is being held in Kansas City this year, DeMarvion. Do you have any set plans yet as to how you're going to spend draft weekend?
I'm going to be down in East Texas with the family. We're going to put on a little cookout. We're just going to enjoy our time. This is a celebration for the family, not just for myself. So we're going to have a good time, eat some good food, and just dance and enjoy each other.
That sounds great, man. I know a lot of NFL fans are eager for draft weekend, and I'm sure you're ready to see where you're going to begin your NFL career. But as we close out this interview, what can NFL fans expect to see from you in your rookie season?
Highlights. I feel like there's going to be a lot of DeMarvion Overshown highlights, big plays happening. So whether I'm getting, you know, 10 snaps a game on defense, 10 snaps on special teams, or I'm starting on defense, each week it's going to be DeMarvion Overshown highlights or big plays being made.
Well, that sounds good to me, man, and I'm sure it sounds good to a lot of fans around the league. But again, DeMarvion, I don't want to take up any more of your time. I know you got your son with you, and I just want to let you know, man, I'm praying for you as you continue this pre-draft process journey. I hope the right opportunity presents itself. Congratulations on a fantastic college career, getting your degree as well, and I'll be rooting for you, man, wherever you end up. You know, I want you in Dallas, but wherever you end up, brother, know that you have a fan in me.
Man, I really do appreciate it. Thank you again for having me.
Take care. God bless, and enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
God bless. You have a good one.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic. So now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.